Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello again. Welcome back. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am super, super, super excited to bring to you the season finale of the season 2. Where is this going? So this is season 2, episodes 15 and 16, season finale. Where is this going? So you know how I do it. You know the fashion I do it. I tie everything up with all of my girlfriends. So I'm going to bring this season to a close, and it's got a little twist at the end, as it always does. Part 1 ends with a twist, and part 2 always ends with a twist. So I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in the United States and in Canada and in France and Norway, Sweden, India. And if I've forgotten any countries, charge it to my heart and not my head. You know what I'm saying? I am truly, truly, truly grateful to have you as my audience. I'm truly grateful that you are tuning in. And I hope and pray that you are being entertained by what you hear. So let's get down to the business at hand. This is the season finale, part 1. Where is this going? So we're going to find out in all of the lives of my girlfriends where things are going. And we're going to find out what's going on with them sex toys, too. Where is this going with them, too? Do they have an agenda? What's going on? Where is this going? Oh, my gosh. So we are finally wrapping up this season. And I will be in the workshop continuing to work on my second book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So this is a sequel to the first, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So if you don't have that book, it's available on hard copy, it's available on ebook, and it is also available on audiobook, narrated by none other than E. Kane, Erica Kane. Now y'all, I don't know if y'all know or not, now she has narrated over 60 best-selling African-American books. So I don't mean to toot her horn, but beep, beep, yes, she's a whole motherfucking vibe. And if you're not into, you know, some people are not into actually getting the physical book, and so they like to hear the narration. And when I tell y'all, her narration is off the chains, it is off the chains. She brings every single character that I wrote to life, and I enjoyed it. And those who have listened have enjoyed it. You know what I mean? I just listened to a comment. I'm doing a sponsored ad on my social media pages. And I just saw in my sponsored ad, one of the ladies put in the comments, she said, this book is so funny. She said, it's funny as fuck, yet arousing as fuck. I thought that that was pretty, pretty entertaining. But anywho, you can follow me on social media, on Instagram at Jaylana_Stivette. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stivette, the author. You can also follow me on Twitter at Jay Stivette, where I keep it nice and hot and and spicy over there. You can also follow my webpage at www.jaylanastivette.com, where it is under construction. It's up and you can see things. You can see all kinds of stuff out there, but I got to actually put some new content out there. So that's what's happening with Jaylana. But also, I want you to save the date. Do you hear me? Save the date. November the 6th, 2021. Jaylana Stivette will be in Columbus, Ohio. Jaylana Stivette, the goddess of erotica, presents Night of the Exotic. Jaylana Stivette will be in the building with a special social media influencer host who is local to the town. Also, there will be a plethora of entertainers along with food, drinks, and an after party, y'all. It's going to be real exclusive, and it's going to be for the grown and for the sexy. So if you're grown and you're sexy and you're in Columbus, Ohio, or if you're grown and you're sexy and you want to travel to Columbus, Ohio, bring your ass down to see Jaylana Stivette, Night of the Exotic, because it's going to be a night that you will never forget. So that's a bit of my church announcements. So we're going to get right into it. We have a special commercial from our sponsor. And then, without further ado, the season finale, part one, season two, episode 15, Where Is This Going? After the return of the spa trip, the days begin to turn into weeks, which eventually turn into months. The lives of me and my girlfriends kept turning, and the tea continued to pour. Sheree was dealing with new challenges in her store by way of thieves, which affected her gross sales. She also was dating a new man, which she would only reference as Mr. Insecurity. Keisha ended things with Romeo for good, and her and Ramon were still going strong. Tammy's business was thriving, and she and Austin had been jet-setting around the country. She was actually a little hard to get a hold of these days. Meanwhile, Kamara decided to mind her own pussy by having it tended to by Tyrone. As far as Damien goes, he's still her man, but things have been strained. He hasn't been to town as much, which has left a void not only in her relationship, but also her unfinished closet. So, to avoid the uncomfort, Kamara has buried herself in her work again. And then there is me, Jaylana. Well, I just came to the realization that outside of writing, that I have been tending to my own pussycat by way of Phoenix. And Boo Boo Annie has been extremely delighted. And it has been an amazing time. So much so that I forgot about those pesky sex toys. Oh, don't underestimate the brotherhood. They definitely haven't forgotten about me. And with everything going on in our lives, there seemed to be a common thread, however. Unfinished business. So me and my girlfriends had to ask ourselves, what are we doing? And where is this going? The Brotherhood. I invited Phoenix over to tend to my kitty as I always do. Boo Boo Kitty and I prepared and with ourselves with the Jezebel oil, and it was on and popping. Phoenix was giving it to me every way possible, like he always was. When it goes down like that, I forget about anything and everything. I should have been on my P's and Q's that night. If I was, the Brotherhood wouldn't have caught me slipping. Listen to that bullshit. Disgusting. Buster says, chill out, Peter. Why you always so round up, man? Why you so wound up? You don't get it, do you? Actually, Peter, I do. But what you gotta do is be patient, man. We're on a strike. Remember? Buster! I can't take much more of this. Her and that pussy of hers have crossed the line. Not only is this nigga giving it to her several times a week, but multiple times a day. How can we compete with that? We have charges. We love Boo Boo Kitty longer. We love Boo Boo Kitty long time. We have chargers. We love Boo Boo Kitty long time. Mr. Hitachi One, riddle me this, man. Have you loved Boo Boo Kitty at all since Phoenix has come into the picture? Before you can answer, I can say hell no. And what are we doing about it? Nothing. Jay and that cat of hers acting like this strike don't even exist, man. Buster said, again, Peter, calm down, my mans. I got this. Humans are complicated creatures with emotions and feelings. Hitachi is right. We are battery powered, which means that we have the advantage, my nigga. Real life penis comes with human complications. And men and women are very rarely on the same page when it comes to emotions and feelings. And Peter, that's where we come in. Okay. I'm following, Buster. I think. See, Peter, let me break it down for you. When the misunderstandings arise and the confusion, we'll be there to pick up the pieces. You dig? Well, how long is that gonna take? It's been a couple of months already. That's why I say patience, Peter. This is just the right time. This is just the right time for those feelings to start kicking in. Remember I said emotions and feelings? Feelings. And feelings usually kick in for the female. Wait this one out and trust me. Can you do that? What about you, Hitachi? Hitachi very patient, but Hitachi love Kitty long time. Good, Hitachi. Okay, Buster. But for the sake of the Brotherhood and all that we represent for the sex toys everywhere, I'll trust your strategic genius. That's a wise choice, my man. A wise choice. The sex toys go back to their respective corners without me even noticing. I walk Phoenix to the door and planted the most amazing kiss on him a girl could ever give. I shut the door and smiled. I walked in a sex-drunken stupor with Boo Boo Kitty in tow. Phoenix was serving us pure, amazing goodness. Those unicorns and chocolate chip cookies I was talking about earlier. My phone dinged, and I knew it was him. I checked my message and smiled. Bingo! I was beginning to like having him around. I also noticed I had a message from Sheree that I hadn't got to. I knew it was late, but I also knew she was a creative genius and these were our prime hours. I decided to give Sheree a call. My phone dinged, and I knew it was him. I checked my message and smiled. Bingo! I was beginning to like having him around. I also noticed I had a message from Sheree that I hadn't gotten to. I knew it was late, but I also knew she was a creative genius, and these were our prime hours. I decided to give her a call. Ring, ring. Sheree says, "Hey, yo! Hey, girl, what's shaking, bacon?" "You are hilarious. I was just thinking about our conversation that I had just had with the mall diva. Shit's about to get real, girl." "Well, damn. The theft situation is that bad? Is it affecting your bottom line in sales?" "I'm trying to act like I know your business while being empathetic at the same time, sis." "Nah. The theft situation can be handled with the additional cameras that I installed." "Haven't you been following the news?" "Only a little bit, girl." "Girl, it just started happening, but there's a new virus that came overseas called Corona. If it spreads over here, things are gonna get really bad. Probably like we've never seen before." "You think so?" "I don't know, girl. They say that about everything." "Yeah, they do. But I've been following this closely. We probably need to prepare for this." "Well, I guess the only way we'll really know is to see what happens, right? But anywho, I don't want to spend all my time talk about the new virus. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. I know you've been busy with the store, but last I checked in, you were seeing Mr. Insecure." "Oh yeah, there's that. It's still going, by the way, and he is still unsure of himself. You know me, I'm a straight shooter. Mister and I have been kicking it strong for the last 2 months, and my time is not to be wasted. So I came right out and asked him, where is this going?" "You asked him that? Well, what did he say?" "He said he really hadn't thought about it. He said I was pure dopeness, amazing even. But he felt like everything he had been through and the things he had done wrong in his life didn't qualify him to be with a woman like me." "Okay, was he in prison? I mean, I don't get it." No, not at all. Nothing like that. Although I do notice at times he has a temper. He is the son of a military father, and his father has PTSD, so in essence, he has it from watching his father go through it. Very different. I said, "I have to be honest, I still don't get it. Sounds like a bit of low self-esteem to me. You're better than me. I don't have the patience for all that." "Well, the good thing is, we usually are able to work through most of his anxieties by just talking him through it. I'm packing right now, headed to see him." "Well, what about the Rona? Ain't that what they calling it?" "He lives several hundred miles away. Is it safe to travel to him?" "I think it's okay for now. The news is saying that we shouldn't leave the country, so we're good." "Well, I'm so glad my dick is local, honey. And amazing, by the way. Did I tell you that Phoenix makes my toes curl? Every single time. Oh, girl. Yeah, you hadn't mentioned that. But I figure since you haven't been tuned into the world news, that your toes have been over there curling. I laugh. And you know this man. So, y'all been seeing each other for a couple of months, right? Sheree says. I said, I hadn't really thought about it, but I guess so. It's just been fun, that's all. That's all? I paused. Yeah. Sheree, what is it? Jay, you don't normally have fun with the same guy consistently for that long unless it's going somewhere. Jay, what are you doing? And where are you in Phoenix going with this? Oh, Sheree, to be honest, I hadn't given it much thought. Damn, now I'm thinking about it. Is it going somewhere? Sheree says, is it? To be honest, Jay, if it's not, then what are you really doing anyway? I thought about the conversation I was having with Sheree and my interactions with Phoenix over the last couple of months. We went out a few times, but we had sex mostly, I guess. Hell, this man was digging me out several times a week, multiple times, every time. Jay, did you hear me? Girl, I'm stuck, to be honest. I was saying, based on the amount of time you spent together, I would say he's into you too, as well. But my personal opinion would be to find out now, before you invest any more of your feelings into this. You do have feelings, don't you? I had to think about it. Was I catching feelings? I sure hope I wasn't. I'm not sure, Sheree. Well, I think the two of you need to have a conversation sooner than later. But hey, I'm a communicator, clear and direct. Ooh, girl, I am way behind on my packing. I got you, girl. Holla at me when you get back. We both hung up the phone. I thought about her last words. Investing any more of my feelings. I did not have time to be catching feelings. I did not. No. I thought about the quality time and the toe curling sex. A smile. I was catching feelings. But if I was, I wondered about him. Was he catching feelings also? My mind started thinking about so many things I was trying to avoid. Was it time for me to ask him the question, or was it too soon? Phoenix, where is this going? My eyes got heavy. I decided to sleep on it and ask the opinion of one of my girlfriends later on. My mind started thinking about so many things I was trying to avoid. Was it time for me to ask him the question, or was it too soon? Phoenix, where is this going? My eyes got heavy. I decided to sleep on it and ask the opinion of one of my girlfriends later on. Keisha. The next morning, I awoke to a phone call from Keisha. Hello? Are you up yet?
I am now.
I woke you up for a change? Good. I need to talk. Wake up.
You know I got you, girl.
What's up, girl? Have you ever felt like a nigga was getting too comfortable?
Hold on. Meaning Ramon?
Bitch, you never even told me what went down with you and Romeo.
Start there first, bitch. Damn, catch up. Bitch, catch me up, sis. You know I love you, right? I love you too. And because you're my A1 from day one, I'm gonna catch you up on the T. After you and I got together as promised, Romeo agreed to come over that night. Since Ramon was out of town, I wasn't too worried. And as you already know, things with me and Romeo can get heated. So Romeo came by and we were having drinks and getting real comfortable. Out of nowhere, the lock on the door turns and it's Ramon. Bitch, what? Bitch, yes. What the fuck? Girl, yes. So you won't believe what happened next. I said, hey baby, how you doing? I wasn't expecting you back so soon. You remember Romeo, don't you? From the jewelry store? Keisha, what the fuck is going on here? Well, Romeo and I are having a drink, and after that, we're gonna fuck. Isn't that what it looks like? Wow. You bold as fuck, Keisha. Not as bold as you thinking I'm dumb as fuck. Why are you back early? Did you and that ugly bitch you been fucking get into it? Ho, you thought I thought you weren't going out of town with your brother, right? Well, your brother was at China Phoenix yesterday drinking zombies with his bitch. Now what? Ramon opened his mouth to speak, but nothing came out at first. Yeah, that's what the fuck I thought. So that being said, you're being rude to a guest in my house that I invited. You can stay and have a drink with us if you like. Hell, you can even join us if you want to. Oh, it's like that, Keisha? It became like that when you showed me the ultimate disrespect by fucking someone else first. I told you a long time ago not to disrespect me because I could get reckless. Did you think I was playing? I'm good on this shit, Keisha. All of this shit. Ramon walked out and slammed the door on his way out. I was a little tipsy from the shots I had. I looked over at Romeo, who shook his head in disgust. Now this motherfucker had the nerve to shake his head in disgust.
You know what, Keisha? You got way too much going on here for me. I think I need to leave.
You need to what?
Yeah, Keisha, baby. This is messy. Baby, you know I don't be messy.
Nigga, did you forget you had a whole wife at home? Talk about you don't do messy. The fact that you weren't seeing me for 2 years and could get married right under my nose was the ultimate example of messy.
So I'm a nigga now? And don't bring my wife into this.
Yeah. How about you get the fuck out of my house too? I don't need you or Ramon. I have plenty of toys that could do the job for both you niggas, that you both of you niggas is trying to handle anyway. Good motherfucking night. And I saw his ass to the door. I said, damn, bitch. He had the audacity to call you messy? Yeah, girl. I knew it was a big mistake hooking up with him, but I was on some revenge type shit anyway. Yeah, that revenge shit. I fucked a few revengers myself, but that still doesn't explain how you and Ramon got back together and why you're feeling like you do now. Bitch, I told you to catch up. Well, anyway, as soon as Romeo left, 5 minutes later, there was a knock on my door. It was Ramon. He must have been watching my house and saw Romeo was gone. So then he knocks. What the fuck do you want, nigga?
I left a couple of things over here I need to get. I'm going to stay at my brother's house tonight. Go right ahead and get whatever the fuck you need. You know what's fucked up, Keisha? Your cold ass attitude. And the fact that you had that nigga here where we lay our head. You know what's even more fucked up? It's the fact that you've been having conversations with this bitch under the roof that we lay our head. If you want to get into this, we can, nigga. Do you know why in the beginning I was still talking to other bitches, Keisha? If you remember, everywhere we went, we ran into a nigga that you knew. And what the fuck does that have to do with me, Ramon? That has more to do with your ass than me. I'm a woman in my 40s. You are not the first dick inside me. Quit playing. You cannot use my past as an excuse for your bad behavior. Either you trust me or you don't. Well, how can I honestly trust you after I walked in on Keisha? Well, how could I trust you based on what I had to find out on my own? At least I told your ass what I was doing as soon as you walked in the door, baby. Since neither one of us trust each other, what are we doing? Get your stuff and go to your brother's house. Nah, I ain't going nowhere, Keisha. What the fuck you mean you ain't going nowhere? Why you want to stay here? We don't trust each other, remember? Keisha. I ignore Ramon. I turned on my R&B music and I determined I would not let either of those niggas ruin my night. I took a couple shots of Tito's and started getting into the music. Ramon rolled up a blunt. We both smoked the blunt in silence and I listened to Keisha Cole and Mary J. Blige sing about the heartache and pain and love and relationships. I then decided I was tired. I just went to bed and laid down. Ramon lay next to me. His manhood rubbed up against my booty, and the next thing you know, it was on and popping. Jay, his dick is so amazing. I mean, I couldn't help myself. His dick could solve world issues. That's how amazing it is. So, since we have a world issue such as a coronavirus, all we have to do is call Ramon to sling his amazing dick and the problem's solved. Okay, I get it. And speaking of the Rona, that brings me to where Ramon and I are today. He's too fucking comfortable. Okay, so I'm a little slow, Keisha. But explain to me how his comfort and the coronavirus are related. They're not really. It's just that this virus has me really thinking. Where is this going? I said, not you too. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've been going strong for the most part since the incident. Real strong, I say. I've been over here cooking, cleaning, and sexing this man up. Sounds like you guys been playing house. Yes, we have. And now that the Rona has hit, he wants to find his own place. Wait a minute. What does that mean? That's exactly what I'm wondering. At first, it was we were looking for a place together. Now, he's looking for an apartment. What are we doing? And where is this going anyway? I said, well, Keisha, you're well within your rights to ask those questions. Every woman should be asking those questions, including you. I mean, I wasn't going to bring this up, but what are you and Phoenix doing? Is he your boyfriend, your fuck buddy, or what? Keisha, we don't have a label for what we're doing, and I like it. Phoenix and I are just having fun, that's all. And y'all been having fun for a long time now. At some point, don't you want to evolve beyond that? I mean, I'm tired of just having fun with niggas, ain't you? Yeah, that does get a little tired, just having fun. And eventually you're going to get there whether you realize it or not. What Keisha was saying was the truth, and I couldn't deny it. The more a woman spends time with one man, the more feelings she has, and they begin to become more involved. Even I was not the exception to that. Keisha and I wrapped up our conversation, but she gave me a lot to think about.
how long were Phoenix and I going to continue doing what we were doing? My phone dinged. It was Phoenix. Good morning, beautiful. I hope you slept well. I was hoping to see you today after I got the boys settled in. Let me know. I smile. I text back and told him, absolutely, and to have a nice day. Wait a minute. I smile. I immediately text back. Was I catching feelings? What were Phoenix and I doing? And where was this whole thing going anyway?